Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Let's not downplay the simple fact that the president has made a decision to endorse me as the next mayor of the city of New York.
It isn't so much a debate as it's an opportunity for you to see two candidates side by side talking about their records and their vision for the future.
And you will have that opportunity tonight at 7 when Mayor Bloomberg and Comptroller Bill Thompson meet in the first of two mayoral debates. WNYC is a sponsor, and I'll be one of the questioners. You can hear it here or watch it on New York One. I'll also be doing a live online chat at WNYC.org right after the debate. Andrea Bernstein will join me for that as well. And if you want to join in, you can sign up now at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, or just go to our website at 8 o'clock tonight, right after you watch or listen to the debate. Let's preview the debate briefly now with Edward Isaac Dover, publisher of the newspaper City Hall, and Gerson Barrera from El Diario La Prensa in print and the Barrera Report online. Welcome back to WNYC, both of you. Hello.
Yes, hi, Brian. Thanks morning. For having me.
And,
gracias.
And listeners, we are still, I will let you in on one little behind-the-scenes fact. We are still collecting lightning round questions. So if you want to propose a lightning round question, that is a yes or no question for the candidates tonight. It has to be a yes or no only question. Post them to our site at WNYC.org or call them in right now, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Isaac, what's the goal tonight for each candidate as you see it?
Well, I think for both candidates and their campaigns are very well aware of the fact that more people are going to watch or read about or listen to coverage of this debate than are actually going to watch or listen to the debate. And so it's not so much about the what happens at the debate, but how they can spin it. And so what Mike Bloomberg is going to be trying to do, it seems to me, is to tamp down on anything that he could possibly take some heat off of, like the term limits extension or the sales tax increase. But what you're going to see him doing is trying to call as much attention as possible to things like the supposed pay-to-play that's been going on in the comptroller's office under Thompson, or Thompson's record on the Board of Education that he's been hitting him very hard on in his ads. For Thompson, there are only two chances that he's going to be on stage for the same amount of time, on TV for the same amount of time as Mayor Bloomberg. And so what he's got to do is try to draw the mayor out on those questions and see if he can get under the mayor's skin, which sometimes has proven easy to do, sometimes very hard to do.
Just all in pursuit of that soundbite that's going to play for days if the mayor reacts testily to something. That's what Thompson is going in trying to get tonight?
Well, I think if he can do that, if he can try to corner the mayor on some policy issue, if he can get people to pay attention to parts of the mayor's record that perhaps they haven't been paying attention to. With the man, as the man who controls most of the money in this race and most of the advertising that comes off of that, Bloomberg has really been able to set the table in terms of what policies are being debated, whether it's Thompson's education record or anything else. Thompson needs to try to get questions about Bloomberg's record up there.
Gerson Barrera, same question. What's the goal tonight for each candidate as you see it?
Well, I think the goal, look, my goal is for you as the questioners, you the panel, you know, you yourself, Brian, Dominic as the moderator, and Adam Lisberg, and I think it's Michael Scotto and Juan Manuel Benitez.
Yes.
What do you do? Which Miguelito will show up? Which Michael Bloomberg will show up at El Museo del Barrio? I'm writing a piece that I'll be posting by the time your show goes off the air, which is precisely that. What Mayor Bloomberg, what Mike Bloomberg is going to show up? Is it going to be the one that's overturned term limits? Is it going to be the Republican, the Democrat, the guy who morphed into his version of independent as an independent candidate? We don't know what he is, and he returns to a Republican. What person, what egomaniac shows up today? Is it going to be the guy who tried to shove down our throats the West Side Stadium, sneak it in through the legislature, impose it? Is it the guy with congestion pricing? Is it the guy that has lied continuously, and I'll use the word lie very appropriately, and how much do you get out of that as panelists in 60 minutes? I mean, it's only 1 hour. I don't think Billy Thompson can really unnerve him, and he shouldn't try. I think the burden is on the journalist that we have an opportunity, you all through us have an opportunity to really get, who is this Michael Bloomberg that refuses to answer questions, that has dominated press conferences, a guy who didn't want to have a daily press conference. You remember, Brian, that's one of the things he said when he took over in 2002 after winning the 2001 election. He said that he didn't want to have daily press conferences, that mayors traditionally have an overexposure to the media.
And how about from Thompson? What would you want? So it's clear where you stand on Michael Bloomberg. What do you want us to elicit from Bill Thompson?
From Bill Thompson, I think there are enough questions in regards to how his connections to the financial community, because, in fact, we've gone from a democracy to being just a capitalist servant of that we have in government. So I'm questioning what Billy Thompson has been able to do to once and for all that he can dispel in a very eloquent and convincing way how much responsibility he himself holds accountable himself for the Board of Education and the mess that was prior to this. I think that he has to answer questions along those terms, and I think that both of them have enough of a record to ask specific questions. But rather than that, I think that the focus is on the guy who's now the mayor and wants to remain to impose himself in that capacity. I think that Mayor Bloomberg should be the focus of all the questions, quite frankly.
All right. I'm going to give each of you a chance to propose a lightning round question before you go. A yes or no question that maybe will get used tonight, but let's see what some of the listeners are proposing. Kwasi in Kingsbridge, you're on WNYC. Hello, Kwasi.
Yes, I would like to ask the mayor, do you support community benefit agreements?
Which we've covered on this show, and he has said that he doesn't like community benefits agreements for developers. He considers it, that's right, extortion for a special interest being the community as opposed to the developer, though he's gone along with community development agreements. But we'll see if we can get that one in tonight. Jack on Staten Island, your yes or no question.
I'd like you to ask the mayor if he thinks that James Madison or any of the other founding fathers would approve of the status of the electoral system in New York City today.
Nick in Riverdale, your lightning round yes or no question.
Yes, my lightning round question would be, are you in favor of term limits?
I think we'll get a yes or no question from each of them, answer from each of them on that. Probably no surprise to them if they're listening or anyone else. We'll get more than a yes or no answer from them on that tonight. From our webpage, Risa from Brooklyn wants to know, do you support gay marriage? I think they both do. Ma'am from Staten Island, should all candidates running for a third term be voted out? Another one, can you imagine a circumstance? Okay. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong place. How about Nick in Manhattan? You're on WNYC. Hello.
Are you in favor of tenure for public school teachers?
Thank you. Pam in Park Slope, your yes or no question?
I wanted to ask Bill Thompson if he's in favor of the Atlantic Yards project.
Ben in Brooklyn, your yes or no question?
Government-controlled legalization of marijuana as a economic benefit to the city of New York.
Paul in Manhattan, your yes or no lightning round question proposal?
Will you protect the existing affordable housing tenants from landlord harassment and crackdown on illegal hotels?
Thank you very much. Frimpong in Fordham in the Bronx, you're on WNYC, your yes or no question?
I would like to know if Mayor Bloomberg will run for a fourth term at the end of his third term in office.
Gerson, I guess you'd like to know that one, too.
Yes.
Will he run for a fourth term? Gerson, you mentioned the venue of the debate, which, of course, is El Museo del Barrio. What do you think the significance of the venue is, if any?
There is a tremendous significance. And look, when you take into account that there will only be two debates in which the mayor has agreed to the first one, that the selection of the site happens to be in a neighborhood, a barrio of New York City that had his historical significance for one of the ethnic minorities, now majority of the city. I wish this could happen, that Mayor Bloomberg and Bill Thompson could debate in each borough in one of these historical places. Having selected the what is the mecca of Puerto Rican settlement, once we came in through the ships in Brooklyn, through the Brooklyn Navy Yard, I think is so significant. I think that we don't lose sight of the fact that it's just a shame that we're only limited to two debates and that you're going to be hosting one. But it's an honor for El Barrio and El Barrio to be able to then put in context what the history over the last 100 years has been for a community that was settled also by there were Italians, there were Jews there, there were Irish people there, and then it became a dominant Puerto Rican. It's still going through transition with the arrival of Mexicans, with African Americans that still live there, and an influx of new of whites that have returned to this area of Harlem. So I think it's very significant, and I commend the selection of this site. Really, I think it's a microcosm of what is the different neighborhoods that are all significant and all have their histories throughout this great city. So I'm glad that this was selected. I wish that there were a two-hour debate.
I'm really very disappointed. I must say that it was only a one-hour debate that got scheduled. There was so much ground to cover, and even the mayoral primary debate back in August between Avella and Thompson got 90 minutes, and I guess for whatever reason they were only able to get the camps to agree to a 60-minute debate, but that's what it will be tonight at 7 o'clock. Okay, Edward Isaac Dover, publisher of the newspaper City Hall, give us your possible lightning round question on your way out the door.
I'd ask Mike Bloomberg whether he voted for Barack Obama, which is something that he has played a little bit fast and loose with over the course of the past couple months. And I'd ask Bill Thompson whether he thinks the Working Families Party's gained strength is a good thing for the Democratic Party.
And Gerson, yours?
I'll repeat what I said last week on the political rundown, which runs on Wednesdays. I'll ask both of them, have you ever had a sexual relationship with one of your employees, be either female or male?
Why do you care?
I care because it seems to have, you know, why do I care? I wish I had Elliot Spitzer if he ever went out with prostitutes. That's why I care. I think it's significant, and I think that it goes to the basic core. When you're in public life, if in fact we have a person doing that, I think it goes to the character of the person. And I think that given the fact that we give, the media in general, gives so much attention to the sexual escapades of public figures, and all, whether they be in entertainment like David Letterman or Elliot Spitzer, his habits with prostitutes or not, I think it's significant.
All right.
We're in that kind of world today, Brian.
Gerson, Edward, thank you very much. Again, that mayoral debate tonight at 7 o'clock here on WNYC and on New York One. I'll be one of the questioners. We'll also be having a live online chat right after the debate, excuse me, at 8 o'clock. You can join that at wnyc.org as well. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More to come.